Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host is Janet Entine.
Good morning.
And we just had a wonderful, wonderful first guest, which was Grace, who wrote a book, and just, you know, her enthusiasm for everything she does is wonderful.
How to do it alone.
How to do it alone. It's nice. It really is. And she's a wonderful, wonderful person, and I wish her only the best on the in the book. Now we have total reverse. We have a podiatrist with us, who is Dr. Alex Hochstein, and from Great Neck. And actually, I know him. He operated on my wife very successfully years ago.
Fantastic.
And I think the important thing is, and this is the first time I think we're having a podiatrist on the show, is especially in senior years, but anybody, you don't pay attention. I mean, something, your feet is like, you know, you worry about your hair and you're worrying about everything else. Mm-hmm. But it's the main thing to get you walking around, obviously.
I think it's probably one of the more neglected areas of your body until you have a problem. I think you don't think about a podiatrist, but it's very, very important at your age.
Especially as, you know, patients, are, you know, we're all getting older.
Right.
If we're not getting older, we're something's definitely, you know, wrong. you know, it's, I always look at myself as just someone who's trying to keep people, you know, in motion.
Okay.
You know, yeah, I do surgery. Yes, I do all kinds of things that people think, you know, are a little bit more sexy. But really, it's about locomotion and keeping people comfortable and keeping them doing the things they love to do into their, you know, elder years.
Right, right. What is the, you know, well, first of all, how'd you get into this? I always like to know that.
How'd I get into podiatry?
Yeah.
Well, I grew up, you know, a Jewish son, and, you know, mom said, you know, you're going to be a doctor. And I had, a proclivity for math and science. And so when I got to college, I was looking into the health sciences, and I spent a lot of time looking at different specialties. And I kind of have a short attention span, so every specialty I liked, you know, I liked dermatology, and I liked orthopedics, and I liked radiology. And when I found podiatry, I found that in a given day, even though I'm looking at the foot and ankle and lower leg, I'm dealing with all those systems daily. So I'm dealing with an orthopedic problem with one patient, and I'm dealing with a skin problem on another patient.
Okay.
So, and I'm shooting an x-ray, or I'm dealing with an infection, and then a child will come in. So I like podiatry for that.
Okay, interesting. Yeah.
Yes,
a variety of mm-hmm. cases, so to speak.
Sure.
Mixes it up during the course of the day.
Right, right.
From a senior perspective, because this is this show.
Sure.
We need some helpful hints. I mean, what is it? Just foot care in general?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's something that, I have seniors in my practice that are 100 years old.
Right.
And are out and about and, you know, they're in clubs and doing their thing. And I have other seniors that are, you know, just got there and they're ready to, you know, just kind of sit back. And I think the most important thing, the ones that do the best in my practice are the ones that continuously are moving, whether they're in a dance class or whether they're in some type of water program or an exercise program, or they keep their mind active, whether it's playing bridge or they're part of a REAP program or something,
okay,
or a retired program. I think that's super important as we age. Of course, as we age, we get things in the foot and ankle and lower leg, arthritis and deformities that need to be addressed. And I think that you cannot wait. And for the people who are listening to the program who are maybe the caregiver or the child or the spouse, if you see something and some elder patients are a little bit resistant to getting to the doctor because they go so much for other things,
right,
you really should help them make that effort to get there. Because something really simple that might be a thick callus that's keeping them from ambulating comfortably in a shoe can really impact their life. And a 15-minute visit to a podiatrist can open up a whole new world for them.
That's a good point. I mean, and so many people don't pay attention to that. But that little
yeah, it's not always
callus,
a major situation. It's not always you got to come in for surgery. As a matter of fact, our focus at our office is less surgery, you know, more palliative care.
Right.
And we keep our patients moving, and that's really our goal.
Okay.
Yeah. I find podiatrists wonderful, and I really must say I had a went to a nail salon, and it was the girl who cut my toenails who said, you know, you really need a podiatrist because they are experts, and you're getting older. Your toenails are growing in at a weird angle, and I don't want to deal with it. You need an expert. And I think I try to tell my friends to go to podiatrists because I think it's really important. It's made a difference in how I'm able to get around and walk.
Yeah, I mean, to her, you know, to her credit, the woman who was doing your pedicure, I mean, to see that and to be magnanimous enough to say,
yes,
hey, you know,
exactly.
You really need professional help. That's why in our practice we started instituting a sterile pedicurist. So
right.
Patients come to me for their medical care
right.
to make sure they're well, their circulation is well, there's nothing major going on, there's no infections. But when they want that little extra cosmesis, we have someone in there
right.
who works in a sterile fashion.
That's terrific.
Okay, so you do actually pedicures. In your office, is it called pedicures?
We do a steri-pedi in my office. It's only open to patients of the practice. So
right,
it's not
right,
like
right.
people don't just walk in off the street and say, hey, I want to have a pedicure. If they're a patient of Dr. Hochstein or Dr. Gagliano, my associate, and then they want to go into that, we call it like our sterile program, then they can come, as long as they're a patient of the practice and they're cleared to see our sterile pedicurist, they can go for those treatments as often as they like.
Wow, that's
amazing.
That's
excellent.
You know, because you're right, as seniors age.
Right.
You know, there's, I can't think of the word, but I have a couple of friends that their feet are like numb.
Yeah, and they have neuropathy.
Okay.
Yeah, they may have diabetes, or they could have just what we call idiopathic neuropathy.
Or the results of chemotherapy.
Or chemotherapy. There are many reasons why people get it. And the other thing is, you know, that people don't realize is, you know, they've been getting pedicures their whole lives. And then as we get older, you know, maybe we've had a hip implant, or maybe we've had a knee. And those implants are susceptible to getting infections if you don't go to a place that's clean.
Right.
So
right,
you
right.
really want to be careful as far as where you're getting care for that. Sure.
I've had three pedicures in my life. The first one I had in Jamaica, not Jamaica, Queens, Jamaica the island. I don't know, 20 years ago. Why did I try it?
Yes.
My toe blew up the next day. I was like, I can never do it again. And then I gave in. We had a spa thing that our kids sent us on. I said, I wasn't in the mood. But that was I was wonderful. And they massage your feet and your thighs and stuff. That was real.
Sure.
Wonderful. But, I mean, the first one, I agree with you. I mean, you go to the wrong person. And then, I know, it went down. But it could have been
right.
a terrible infection. And I did actually have my hip replaced after that. But you're right. I forget that. Because when you get your teeth done, you have to take antibiotics. It can get in.
It can seed there. And then you end up with a real major problem.
Right.
Do podiatrists deal with ankles also?
Yes. So we deal with pretty much, you know, people ask me, you know, what do I deal with? I pretty much, in my practice, I deal with all from the soft tissue from the knee down. So
mm-hmm.
if a person has a wound of the leg, might be a venous ulcer or a lot of swelling, I
right.
would deal with that. Certainly the ankle and certainly anything in the foot,
mm-hmm.
You know, any type of skin issue, any type of traumatic issue
right.
of the foot. You know, luckily I have lots of friends on Long Island. We have many great podiatrists on Long Island. And, you know, we give Nassau County excellent care. And that's really where the seniors should be seen for this.
It's important. And the other thing, too, which is, and you see it on TV, like when your feet crack.
Yes.
Fissures and
right,
scaling.
Right.
Mm-hmm, sure.
You know, all that type of stuff.
And nails that change color, what do you call that?
Well, you get fungal nails,
yes.
thickened nails, and it causes pressure. Patients have trouble finding shoes, and
right.
then they can get sores.
Right.
And those sores lead to bacterial infections.
Right.
And, I mean, there is a statistic that says, you know, the number one admission for a diabetic is a foot infection.
Right.
So, really?
Yeah, people
yes.
who have diabetes, you know, they think, oh, it's about the sugar, it's about, but people who get admitted to the hospital with diabetes, usually it's often for an infection,
mm-hmm.
and it's very often for a foot infection.
Wow, I had no idea.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because it's interesting. I mean, you do see it, that, and I know I have obviously senior clients that go, it must be, yeah, so it must be like a, the steri-pedi, because they're too old to go down and cut their knees. Cut
right.
their knees, to cut
right.
their nails.
Yeah, they may just
they don't
well.
Want to. It's not, it's
yeah.
like.
Well, that's another reason to see a podiatrist, because I find and I see among my friends, there's a point at which you can't get down to the right angle for all your toenails.
It's dangerous, something you can't
yes.
see. You don't
right.
have the dexterity in your hand.
Exactly.
And you want that done correctly. You wouldn't clean your own teeth, because you can't get in there, so it's very similar.
Right, that's the truth.
No,
but
it's
something people don't pay attention. And the other side of it, though, and I'm not saying people are conscious, money conscious. It's like seniors, unfortunately, would rather save the money. and then do so, and sometimes then do it the right way. That's you know.
Well, luckily, you know, if you're a patient on Medicare or have some type of Medicare program, these services are covered.
Yes,
when,
they are.
When it's a medical necessity.
Yes, they
and
are.
It's, and it's often a medical necessity.
Yes.
Medicare will also, in certain respects, they will. They're smart in many respects. Diabetics who qualify, Medicare will buy them a pair of shoes every year if they qualify because they want them to be in a well-fitted shoe so they don't get the sores and problems that lead them to hospitalizations. And ultimately, it's much more cost-effective to buy a person a pair of shoes than have them in the hospital for a week with an infection and possible amputation. So it's a great program.
Just you said about shoes. So a person with diabetes can wind up like with an infection because of the wrong shoe?
Well, they can. So a person who has diabetes, let's say out of control. I'm going to out my dad. My dad has been a diabetic forever. Maybe one of the reasons I was interested in it. You know, if you're a well-controlled diabetic, you could go your whole life and just be seen by your podiatrist and be fine and not have a problem. But on the other hand, I've had young diabetics in my practice who are out of control and they get the peripheral neuropathy. And you get into a syndrome here where you have peripheral neuropathy where you don't feel your feet. And then you wear the wrong shoe, and then you get a blister that you don't know about because you can't feel your foot, and then it becomes an infection, and then it becomes a hospitalization. So, but if you can break that chain, you can save a person.
I get you. Okay. Now I see the sequence of events, because I'm saying, how do you get the infection? And that's the other thing too. People don't pay attention. But what we didn't do, doctor, is give out a phone number for you.
Oh, sure. My office number is 516-482-5999. And of course, everything's on the web now. So I'm greatneckfamilyfootcare.com.
Okay.
And my name is Alec, like Alec Baldwin, Alec Hochstein. And I'm probably the easiest Googled podiatrist on Long Island. So if you need me, have a question, I'm here for you.
Okay. Yeah, and I know your office is on Bond Street, right off the train and everything.
Yeah, so right by the center train, of town. Right in the center of town in Great Neck.
What we're going to do is we're going to go to our first break with Dr. Hochstein. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.